Thankfully, Phil's missed the downpour as well. But have you recovered from that? Because it was a frenetic game. But the resilience of the players, a massive, massive win today, Phil.
Yeah, it was huge. Very difficult conditions out there, and it was always going to be a very tight game, and one moment probably would separate the two teams, and that's how it panned out.
Going to take a pat on the back there, because you made the call, didn't you, to change it, double change?
Yeah, and in fairness to Procky and Clarkey, they were doing all right as well. Billy was getting on the ball, but just fresh legs towards the back end of the game, which, like I said, was very difficult conditions. You know, hoped would give us that edge.
Yeah, and he's got another important goal, Big Steve, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, he's a goal scorer. He gets in that six-yard box, and you know, Nathan went over to take the long throw, and
what a ball that was in.
And Meza like threw out at 100 miles an hour, and I was going mad on the touchline. The next thing, it's in the back of the net. So well done to Meza and Nathan Clark.
Yeah, I mentioned it to Sticks before, and it shows there is the different elements to this team. Last week we played some brilliant football.
Yeah.
This week it was about scrapping, difficult bounce, difficult pitch, wind.
Yeah, well, you've got to do whatever it takes. And we just said to the lads, well, before the game and at the end, that, you know, the start of the season, the pitches are great. You know, you go to Wigan, decent surface, great conditions, and then you come here today. And, you know, I thought Billy not typified it really, because, you know, Billy could have easily come off and said, it wasn't really my type of game today. You know, it wasn't, we couldn't get the ball down with the conditions. But when it's that type of game, you've got to affect it in any way you can. And I thought Billy did that. You know, he headed it when he had, he hooked it on when he had to, and then played when it came to him. And, you know, you've just got to be effective as a team in these conditions. And I thought we did that tremendously well.
What did you make of Thorpe's debut as well? He was steady, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, it was important to have that height in the team really against Millwall, because we know exactly what they're like. The throws down the line to Morrison, their long throws in the box as well, and the set plays, that you can't be a small team against Millwall, because they've got 2 6-foot-5 centre-halves. They've got Morrison up top and O'Brien today, sometimes Gregory. So he gives that physical presence. Always going to be tough coming into a game of this kind of pace. But I thought he got better as the game went on.
Yeah, difficult afternoon for Reece Burke, having been released by England. He was given a real test by Morrison, but, you know, they stood up well, didn't they, at the end, the pair of them at the back?
Yeah, well, we said at half-time, we said, look, it's going to be the back four which concentrates, gets in the right covering positions, makes the least mistakes, will ultimately win the game. And, you know, I thought they were great at the back. You know, Nathan led the line tremendously well. And Reece, another great test for him. And I keep talking to him about, you know, the challenge of being on loan, that playing when you've had injuries, like he did, I think it was Bury a few weeks ago where he hadn't trained, today where he played 70 minutes for England. You know, sometimes I think these Premiership players can be overprotected, and you know Reece is having a real education with us, and there was never any doubt he wanted to play today.
Yeah, and just quick word for Nathan Clark as well. I think Proctor got man of the match, but he was brilliant, wasn't he, today?
I mean, I think a bit harsh on Nathan there, not getting that. I thought he controlled the back four very, very well. He's an old-fashioned type of player. His communication is great out on the pitch, and very pleased with him and all the back four, with the whole team really, because it was a very committed display.
Does this make up for a bit of disappointment from last week? Could easily got a draw last week. Could easily been a draw this week, couldn't it?
Yeah, but like we said afterwards, we were pleased how we played last week. I thought we were excellent, and very unlucky not to come away, but we haven't let that affect us. We've come in here and been solid, resilient, and I felt we were always the most likely team to score. We had one disallowed, a couple of other scrambles in and around the box, but we stood strong, and we move on to Crewe.
Yeah, and it's a quick turnaround now, isn't it, Monday?
Yeah, it is. And now the challenge is for the lads and the staff to do everything we can to make sure we prepare properly for Monday. And, you know, Nick started that in the dressing room now. No one's leaving before they've had a meal. They're in at 9:45 tomorrow morning for a recovery session. The ones who haven't played are training properly. And we'll do everything we can to make sure we go to Crewe in the best physical shape possible.
Yeah, and we can't take them for granted. They're rock bottom, aren't they? But we approach the games exactly the same, don't we?
Without doubt, because you look at Colchester yesterday, 4-1. I know it was against Doncaster down the bottom. If you go to Crewe and, you know, they're scrapping for everything, they've dropped to the bottom. You know, there's got to be a lack of confidence there. There's got to be a negativity in and around the ground. But we've got to make that apparent with the way we play. And, you know, I hope as many Bradford fans listen to this can make that journey.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, come and support us, because, you know, we've got to back this performance up today. And if we can go and get something at Crewe, then what a huge boost that'd be.
Yeah, top six with 8 games to go, Phil. We probably have taken that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's all to play for. So many teams are in the mix, though, and we can't take our eye off the ball, not for 1 second. And, you know, like I say, the preparation started already.